Welcome to everybody. Particularly good to see so many visitors. Kids, if you're sat at the back and you'd like to see what's going on at the front a little bit more clearly, we've got plenty of space on the benches down here. So if you want to come forward, now's a good time. You can drag Dad with you as well. I'm sure he'd like to sit on the bench. Anyone coming forward? Well done, Heather. Well done, girls, for coming. Oh, Nikki, well done. Right, whilst people are coming forward, hands in the air, hands together, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all of the good things that you give us to enjoy today. We thank you for family and friends. We thank you for fun. We thank you for the food that we'll eat later. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus. Help us now as we think about him to concentrate and to understand. And we pray in his name. Amen. Right, I'd like you to imagine this scene, okay? So in your heads, imagine this. It's night time. It's night time, everybody. It's very dark. It's very quiet. All you can see is the stars up above you, okay? Now, I'd like you also to pretend that you're a shepherd. Okay, so imagine that you're a shepherd. So you're sat on the hilltop in a place called Jerusalem. And you're huddled round with a few of your buddies. And you're just watching your sheep. But suddenly, into the peace and quiet, there's this huge interruption. There's blazing lights. And there's a deafening sound of a voice. The lazy shepherd who's just sat over there is now wide awake. And the large shepherd who sat over there has fallen off his rock and banged his head. It's startling. You see, standing before you now is a messenger from God, an angel. And I'm going to read just one sentence of his message. It was in the Bible reading that we had earlier, but we're going to look at just one sentence. So listen carefully. This is what the angel says to you, a shepherd. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So the angel is announcing the birth of Jesus. Now, I don't know if you can look at that verse on the screen, but the angel uses three different names or titles to describe Jesus. He calls Jesus Messiah, Lord, and Saviour. And so for just a few minutes, we're going to think about those three different names. Those three titles for Jesus. And the first one's Messiah. And the point is, Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one that everybody has been hoping for. Now, in my bag, I've got a few presents that were under my tree this morning. And I wondered if someone would like to help me open this one. This one is wrapped pretty carefully, sellotape across every single space. So I need someone. Joey, why don't you come? Help me unwrap this. This is one of my presents. All the best, Joey. See if you can get into that. You might have to tear it. You have to rip it. Why don't you face it until they can see your progress? I'm really excited about this, Joey. Doing well. Got in. Come on. Rip. Good man. Yes. Can see the corner. What do you think it is, Joey? Any ideas? No ideas. I think I know. This could be what I've been hoping for. It's a CD. And that, Joey, do you know who that is? He is called Colin Buchanan. Anyone know who Colin Buchanan is? He is the coolest Christian songwriter I know. Somebody told me that they loved this CD, and so I've been really hoping for it for Christmas. Thanks, Joey. I'm going away, so I'm seeing family. So in the car, this is what I will be playing. Colin Buchanan, Remember the Lord. Just what I'd been hoping for. And those first shepherds, on that first night, when they were told that the Messiah had been born, they realised that the one they had been hoping for had arrived. You see, the word Messiah is another word for king. And they'd been waiting for this promised person that God would send, a great king,
a king that would be in charge of everything. And when we look at the life of Jesus, we see that he's amazingly powerful. But not just a king that's in charge of everything, but Jesus was a king who would love everybody. That's why the angels announced it to the shepherds. You see, they weren't clever people. They were uneducated, they were poor, they were probably very smelly. But Jesus was a king who would love them. And Jesus is a king who loves us, who loves me and who loves you. No matter who you are, whether you're young or old, Jesus is a king who loves you. So he's the king that really we all hope for. So that's the first title, Messiah. And the second title that Jesus is given is Lord. Lord. And here's the point. Jesus is much more than they expected. And he's much more than we expect. Now, I'm going to open this. It's not actually a present, it's a card. Looks a bit boring, so I thought I'd better open it. And you know, I can actually tell who this is from. Do you know how I can tell? The handwriting, I can tell the handwriting. This is from my great auntie Mabel. I kind of dread getting this card because she writes about her cheesy feet and her cabbage wind. But I'll open it. So I'm not really expecting much from this. Don't get too excited, Nehemiah. It's not that fun. Happy Christmas. Dear Johnny, happy Christmas. I really hope you have a great day. I really hope you have fun at church and then fun with all your family. Lots of love. Great Auntie Mabel. Kiss, kiss, kiss. That's all right. That's more than I expected. Whoa. This is a lot more than I expected. You see, when I see Great Auntie Mabel at big family gatherings, I try to avoid her, so I haven't spoken to her in ages. But despite that, oh, yes, look at that. £20 note. Thank you, Great Auntie Mabel. So much more than I expected. And you see, for the shepherds, that first Christmas, when they heard that the king who would come is also the Lord, they realised that he was so much more than they expected. You see, Lord is another name for God. And so he wasn't just a king, it was God himself who had come. Imagine that. God himself, born as a little baby. And God himself, growing up as a child. And then God himself as a man, someone you could look at. You see, one of the reasons why God himself came was so that people could get to know him. And Jesus hung out with all sorts of people, not just the nice people. He went to parties and he ate and he chatted to all sorts. To the person that nobody else liked. To the losers and the loners. But he came so that people could get to know him and be his friends. And it's the same for us. Jesus has come and we can know him as our friend. He's so much more than we could ever expect. God himself can be our friend. So that's the second one. So we've had Messiah, King, Lord, God, and the last title, Saviour. Jesus is just what we all need. Now I need a couple of volunteers to my last two presents. Reuben, up you come. Don't start opening yet. Catch. And a lady. Go on, Alexa, we'll have the Power Rangers. Use your mighty strength to open my presents. Whoa, look at those rips. Whoa, these are just what I need. Not only, Alexa, do these make me look particularly cool, but actually I'll put the hat on, not the gloves. These guys will keep me warm, which is just what I need. You see, I cycle to work, and in winter days, guys, when I cycle, I get freezing. My hands, by the time I arrive at my little office, feel like they're going to fall off, and my ears are bright red. So these cool earmuffs And this hat and those gloves are just what I need. Okay, guys, take a seat. Let's give those guys a round of applause. And you see, when the shepherds heard that when Jesus has been born, that he would be a saviour, they realised that he was just what they needed. And the truth is, Jesus is the one that we all need. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Imagine there's a burning building in front of you and you know that there's someone inside. Who would you call? Who do you need to save the day, Ella? You need a fireman, a firefighter. What about if you come across someone and they've got a really, really bad cut on their leg and the blood is going everywhere? Who do you need to save you, Jude? You, doctor or a nurse, exactly. Well, what about this? If we've turned away from God, and if we've ignored him, and if we've offended him, who's going to save us from the punishment that we deserve? I know some of you know the answer. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is our Saviour. He's our only hope. He's the only one who can rescue us. He's the only one who can bring us forgiveness. Jesus is a saviour. He's the one that all of us need. And so I'm sure this morning you've already had lots of exciting presents. We've seen some of them. And maybe you'll get a few more presents throughout the day. But let's remember that Jesus is the greatest gift. God offers the most amazing present to anyone who would accept it. He offers us himself. Jesus is the Messiah, the one that we all really hope for. And Jesus is the Lord. He's God. He's more than any of us would expect. And he's a Saviour. He's the one that we all really need. So we're going to stand and sing our final song for this morning. A great carol. When the music starts, we're going to stand and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's stand and sing together.